Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Sam Crowley. I guess we're calling this a 2 for Tuesday, maybe a 10 for Tuesday, maybe a 4 for Tuesday. I don't know. I'm just letting it rip, baby. It's Life Unscripted on the Everyday Saturday podcast. By the way, if you've already listened to the first show, you knew we were talking about water, man. We're talking about water. Make sure, if you haven't left a 5-star rating for the show on iTunes, please get over there. Quit gravy training off the show, man. Show a little love and leave that 5-star rating so others can find it, get motivated by it, be inspired by it. And yeah, man, it helps us get found on iTunes. So please do that. Leave a 5-star rating for the show. Make sure you subscribe to the Everyday Saturday mailing list so I can spam your ears. Just kidding. So I can send you motivational, inspirational emails as well as let you know. Like, for example, we got our early bird special. If you want to learn how to speak publicly, you might want to jump on that. If you don't even know what I'm talking about, I got a brand new Everyday Saturday for speakers membership site being built. Early birds get it at $197, not the $997 that it's going to be, the elite speaker training out there online. If you don't have the link, shoot me an email, sam@everydaysaturday.com. sam@everydaysaturday.com. Say, get me the early bird speaker training. I want it, Sam. I demand it. I want to own it. And I'll send you the link. And we launch it June 15 or thereabouts. The beauty of doing that, here's what I love. Can I tell you what I love? Here's what I love. I love creating products and launching the early bird phase because it's messy and it's not organized as much as it is when it finally gets rolled out and everything's perfect and pretty and all the colors match and the logos are fine and you click something and it actually works. Now, the content's amazing, right? Because I put it out and I know a lot about public speaking because it's how I fed my family the last 6 years, selling from stage and doing keynotes as well. So I know a little bit about it. Actually, I know a lot about it, all right? And I'm going to share it with you. But the beauty of launching a product is the imperfect plan that never gets implemented because you're sitting there staring at it, trying to tweak it 17,000 different ways because you think it's going to look a little bit better. Maybe your PowerPoint slide or maybe an audio or a video you're doing. The lighting has to be just right. Man, when I was doing videos, I had halogen lighting from Home Depot that melted the skin on my forehead. I mean, seriously, I looked so incredibly uncomfortable and my hair was sweating to the point where I shaved my head in 2009 when I was doing videos. Seriously, I looked like I was going into the Marines, an 18-year-old, simply so the, you know, big fluffy hairdo I had prior to that, you know, the thing, the wig that looked like you pulled it off and you brushed it at night and put it back on your head, that thing that I was sporting back in 2009, I just shaved my head in the summertime so my hair wouldn't sweat and get in my eyes because I had these halogen lamps. And they would just heat up my face to the point where I'm like, oh, my God, where was I? Like, and so the only thing, and then sweat would drip down. I mean, aside from wearing a baseball hat or a bandana or a headband, which would look silly with a collared shirt on, I said, all right, I'm just going to shave my head. I'm going to sweat a little bit, but at least my hair isn't going to be in my face while I'm trying to shoot these videos. And it was the imperfect plan. I didn't even know about lighting. I didn't Google. I should have just Googled lighting for video. I think I did. And that's where somebody, I didn't probably search long enough. I wasn't using resources like TubeTape. By the way, I love TubeTape.net. I'm not an affiliate. Wish I was. Would have made a lot of money because I recommend them to everybody. TubeTape.net. You can buy your video equipment, your lighting, your green screen, things like that. Every Thursday, they run an offer for 50% off, and you get on their mailing list, and you buy some good stuff. So had I known about that site, for example, or anything on Amazon, which I buy everything from Amazon now, Amazon Prime. And so I didn't know any of that. I just watched some dude went to Home Depot or Lowe's and bought these 1,000-watt halogen lamps. Said, hey, this is a great way to do it. And then he said in order to use like a deflector so the light isn't burning your skin like it did with me, put wax paper as kind of a deflector of the harsh light. So I'm like, oh, that sounds great. So I went to Home Depot and I bought these construction lights, 1,000 watts. And then I went to Kroger and bought wax paper. And I came home in my unfinished basement at the time. So it seriously looked like just something out of a home inspection show. That just, I'm in this just big cinder block basement trying to pretend I'm in a studio. Echo everywhere. I mean, it's just horrible. But the point I'm getting to is the imperfect plan. The early bird launches. Create a product. Get it out there. I really wanted to shoot videos for my YouTube channel and also do a membership video site as well. So I put the I plugged in the lights, and I could immediately tell there was heat coming. I mean, zzz, you can hear them going zzz, like a bug lamp. And I turned on one. That was 500 watts coming at me. Then I turned on another. Zzz, so I got 1,000 watts, and that's just one of the lights. I bought two of them. So now I got 2,000 watts of heat blowing at me. So what do? Reach for the trusty roll of wax paper. And I covered one lamp with wax paper, damn near burnt my hand off because the light was all. I mean, these things heated up like nobody's business. So I managed to cover one. I actually think I got a pair of winter gloves. So not only, you just imagine this scene. I've got a nice blue collared shirt on, a pair of dress pants, and I've got a pair of winter gloves trying to wrap wax paper on the outside of 1,000 watts of heat. Okay? Loser. So after I found my winter gloves, put them on, put the wax paper on, think I burned a hole in the gloves, doesn't matter. I finally had it on, flipped the lights on, and just started recording the video. And I bought a $1,000 video camera from the Sony store at the mall. This is just what I was doing. If Amazon, if I knew about Amazon and all this, I did it all wrong. I'm doing all this to save you guys money. You don't got to spend $1,000. I needed a video camera that had the ability to put a lavalier mic in it, which and hook up to my my shirt and run through the camera, which I got it all done. It just took forever, man. It was just, that's why I recommend if somebody's putting out a course on video, how to speaking, how to podcasting, for example, just buy it. I had a lady asking me the other day, okay, well, why would I want to buy your podcasting course? If I'm looking at Blueberry right now, Blueberry's our host that we use for podcasting. And it's got a program guide, how to get launched for your podcast. I'm like, that's great. No, that's awesome. Seriously, read the guide, follow the instructions, launch your show. It's going to take you about 4 months because you're not going to have anybody there holding you accountable. You're not going to understand what any of the terms mean. But after about 4 months, you'll figure it out and you'll get your show launched. And then you won't know how to get it marketed and get a lot of downloads. But look, you can do anything. Just Google it. Absolutely. But 99.99999% of the people will never do it. So just buy the course if somebody's selling it because they're going to give you literally from A to Z, and they probably got a refund policy. If they don't show up for the webinar, they don't supply what they said they were going to, just get the refund. You don't buy stuff to get a refund. That's total bad karma. It's going to come around to bite you right in the butt if you ever do that. I'm just going to buy it, download all the digital stuff, and then ask for a refund. Yeah, yeah. And then number one, you're a loser. And number two, it's bad karma. Number three, it's going to come back to bite you big time. That boomerang effect always comes back to bite you. So the video course and the videos that I started doing helped me immensely. I figure out how to work a little bit, you know, by my skin melting off my forehead. I ended up using that same setup for, God, I'm trying to think, 2009, 2010, 2011, 3 years. 3 years. I mean, the summer 2009, summer 2010, summer 2011, three straight consecutive years, I was using that same setup I just described to you. Hey, it got the job done, man. I launched a video training course. Depending how long you've been plugged into the Everyday Saturday Message, you would have purchased that. It's now obsolete. I had an individual ask me just in a support email the other day, hey, that fire sale you did for your video training course in 2010, I don't have access to it anymore. So where is it? Can I get a refund? We replied back, hey, how you doing? Yeah, it's 4 years ago, 5 years ago. All that stuff's obsolete. Internet changes pretty quickly, like 4 to 6 months. Everything you pretty much put out there is obsolete. So everything pre-2012, if purchased from us, has been deleted. And if you haven't acted on it and it's 5, 6 years later, yeah, it's probably not going to work so much for you. All right, so that's kind of a you problem. All right, it's not an us, it's kind of a you problem. So the point of today's show, at least this show, is talking about get the perfect plan out of your head. It ain't ever going to work. It is, even when you think you've got the perfect plan and you launch it, it's going to flub the dub. There's going to be a hiccup here and there. You're going to have challenges. It just isn't going to work the way you think it's going to work. Why? Because the way you think isn't rational. You think it should work like that. Nothing works the way you think it's going to work. Okay, it just doesn't work. So why don't you just put it out, let the consumer absorb it, use it, give you feedback. If they're like, hey, this sucks, at least now you know it's not how it should be, and you can tweak it. If they say, hey, this is great, you're going to be like, really? Wow, I thought it was going to be terrible. Either way, let them, the client, the customer, give you the feedback. Get the product out. And the whole point of today's show, let me know. You want to get paid to speak? You want to learn how to do that? Speak publicly. Make sure you take advantage of the early bird offer. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Say, get me in your speaker training now. And you get the early bird price. All right. I'm coming back with another show because I'm feeling great, man. I missed you guys. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.